Skyline's new chicken chili is here. Now you can enjoy that legendary Skyline taste with a new protein option. Try Skyline's chicken chili on Waze, Coney's, and all your Skyline favorites. Feeling good? It's Skyline time.
This is Sky News Radio on Thursday, the 19th of November. The top stories. France says yesterday's raid did kill the mastermind of Friday's Paris attacks, but warns more terror acts are likely.
We're dealing with a very serious, well-resourced, determined international terrorist organisation.
England's junior doctors vote to go on strike, but insist patient safety won't be affected.
Anyone who needs to see a doctor who is sick will get seen and will get sorted out.
Arrests are made over PC Yvonne Fletcher's death outside the Libyan embassy in 1984 as Scotland Yard launches its largest ever Facebook appeal.
We're hoping that those men will come to us and speak to us, particularly those who've never spoken to us before.
Plus, a 40-year-old music secret is solved. Well, sort of. Thanks for joining me. I'm Simon English. Our top story tonight. French prosecutors have confirmed the suspected ringleader of Friday's Paris attacks, Abdul Hamid Abaoud, was one of the terrorists killed in yesterday's raid. Police fired more than 5,000 rounds during a standoff with the Islamic State extremists holed up in an apartment in the suburb of Saint-Denis. The French Interior Minister, Bernard Cazeneuve, has revealed security forces moved in after receiving a foreign intelligence tip-off.
Abdul Hamid Abaoud played a determining role in these attacks. The inquiry will precisely establish the involvement of this Belgian-Moroccan national. It will establish the journey of this terrorist who had reached Syria from this country in 2014. It was only on the 16th of November, after the Paris terrorist attack, that an intelligence service outside Europe informed us that they had confirmed his presence in Greece.
Another key suspect, Saleh Abdeslam, remains unaccounted for. Meanwhile, a female suicide bomber who blew herself up during yesterday's siege has been identified. The 26-year-old was the cousin of the suspected mastermind. A recording's been released by French TV channel TF1, which includes the final moments before she died. Police can be heard saying, "Where's your boyfriend?" And she responds angrily, "He's not my boyfriend," followed by loud bangs. Well, today, France's National Assembly has voted to extend its state of emergency by 3 months. It means, among other things, that police and security forces will maintain special powers, including the right to carry weapons when off duty. French MPs also voted to give the government the power to block websites and social media accounts promoting or inciting terror acts. France's Prime Minister, Manuel Valls, has also warned of possible chemical attacks by terrorists.
The macabre imagination of the leaders knows no bounds. Assault rifles, decapitation, suicide bombers, hand weapons, or all at the same time. Perpetrated by individuals or commandos who on this occasion are particularly well organized. And we must be ready for anything, as I said yesterday, and I mention this with all the precautions that are necessary, but we know there can also be the risk of chemical weapons or bacteria. Throughout the territory, 87 weapons, including 11 weapons of war, have been seized.
Well, a warning's also been issued today by the head of the European police agency, Europol. Here's what Rob Wainwright has been saying.
We're dealing with a very serious, well-resourced, determined international terrorist organisation that is now active on the streets of Europe. Reasonable to assume, therefore, without any recourse to exaggeration, that further attacks are likely. And overall, therefore, this is why I think this represents the most serious terrorist threat faced by Europe in over 10 years.
Meanwhile, the French national anthem will be played ahead of all this weekend's Premier League matches. The league's describing it as an act of remembrance and solidarity with France. All clubs have been provided with a security briefing ahead of the first top-flight games since Friday's events in Paris. This is Sky News Radio. Still to come, the brother of murdered teenager Becky Watts tells Sky News her killer should rot in jail.
Just a complete animal, but like, obviously never showed that side to me when I was younger.
And there's a warning of new bacteria that are resistant to all antibiotics. Before that, though, the first strikes by junior doctors in England in 40 years have been announced. Patients have been warned there'll be significant disruption if 3 days of industrial action next month do go ahead. Chris Giles reports.
A month after protests by junior doctors, confirmation strikes will go ahead over a new contract affecting pay and working hours. Health Secretary Jeremy Hunt says it's disappointing.
We put forward a very fair offer for doctors, which will see pay go up for three quarters of junior doctors. We wanted to talk about this to them, but in the end they've chosen to strike, so we will now have to put in place contingency plans to make sure that patients are safe.
Routine operations will be cancelled. A&E shouldn't suffer, according to junior doctor Animesh Singh.
Cover for patients who are sick will be excellent during any strike action. All our consultants and other non-junior grade doctors will be working to make sure that emergency cover is fully provided, and anyone who needs to see a doctor who is sick will get seen and will get sorted out.
The walkouts could be avoided, though, according to BMA chairman Dr. Mark Porter.
We call on the government to come with us to ACAS to clarify what their position is, to see if it's possible to find a way forward and avoid the strike action. But I do need to be clear about this. We have an overwhelming mandate from our members, and if it's the only choice we have, it's what we'll have to do.
If there is no breakthrough, the industrial action is due to take place next month. Junior doctors will provide emergency care for 24 hours from 8 a.m. on Tuesday the 1st of December, followed by two full walkouts from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Tuesday the 8th of December and Wednesday the 16th of December.
Chris Giles reporting that. Coming up on the Sky News Radio podcast for Thursday, it's one of the biggest mysteries in music. Carly Simon reveals who she's actually singing about. First, though, police have made a series of arrests over the killing of PC Yvonne Fletcher outside the Libyan embassy 31 years ago. A Libyan man's being held on suspicion of conspiracy to murder. A man and a woman are being questioned over money laundering offences. Commander Richard Walton says police are also trying to trace a group of pro-Gaddafi campaigners who were there that day.
We're launching the largest Facebook appeal we've ever done in the Met, and we're hoping that those men will come to us and speak to us, particularly those who've never spoken to us before.
Sky's Mark White has more from Scotland Yard.
The release of these images, in particular taken from a video of demonstrators, pro-Gaddafi demonstrators, outside the Libyan embassy in London 31 years ago, is a significant development. They are hopeful, the police, that despite the passage of time, the individuals on that video will be identified, and they want to speak to them, potentially some of them, as suspects in the shooting.
Mark White reporting there. Some of the day's other news now, and police holding two men in Leicestershire on suspicion of murdering a missing teenager have been given a further 24 hours to question them. Kayleigh Haywood hasn't been heard from since Saturday, and a body was discovered in a field last night. A 27 and 28-year-old are being questioned. Scientists have warned bacteria have mutated to become resistant to our last line of antibiotics. The discovery in China raises concerns they could spread, causing infections that are untreatable. The brother of murdered Bristol teenager Becky Watts says her killer is too dangerous to be ever released from jail. Dan Watts says Nathan Matthews would always pose a risk to teenagers. Becky was suffocated in a sexually motivated killing and her dismembered body found in a shed. In his first ever interview, he told Sky News what he thought of his step-sibling.
Just a complete animal. But, like, obviously never showed that side to me when I was younger. Just betrayal from him is unbelievable.
What for you would mean justice for Becky?
Him dead. Throw him in a room with like our family and watch what happens.
The former bosses of HBOS have been blamed for triggering its collapse, prompting a £20 billion bailout during the financial crisis. Regulators say they'll examine the case for enforcement action against a number of ex-board directors and executives at the bank who could be banned from working in the city. Peter Robinson has confirmed he intends to stand down as Northern Ireland's first minister. The 66-year-old, who had a heart attack earlier this year, denies he's quitting for health reasons. And before I go, it's been bugging music fans for 40 years. Just who is Carly Simon referring to? Well, she's finally confirmed who her song You're So Vain is all about. While promoting a new book, she's admitted it's partly about Hollywood legend Warren Beatty, who she once worked with. Simon says two verses refer to other men that she's not named, but she joked that Beatty probably thinks they're all about him. Our top stories again. The French prosecutor says two people who died during anti-terror raids by French police yesterday were the suspected mastermind behind the Paris attacks and his cousin. Back here, the Premier League says the French national anthem will be played at all top-flight games this weekend as a show of solidarity. And junior doctors in England will hold 3 days of industrial action next month over planned changes to their new contracts. Thanks for listening. Don't forget there's more from Sky News on TV, on our mobile apps. We're also on Snapchat and, of course, at skynews.com.